Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello. Hi. This is Serena.
Hi. Hi, Serena. How are you?
Good morning. Sorry, I'm a little late getting on here. I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Well, I thank you for coming on and calling in. I understand things come up. Believe me, they come up for me all the time too, and it makes you late. The one thing is I only have 15 minutes left in recording time. So
okay.
So that should be plenty, I think, in what we're going to do. But I just wanted to let you know that. So hopefully I'm not. I don't want you to feel rushed, but I just wanted to be upfront with it and just let you know. So
okay.
Thanks. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And thank you for submitting your story. Thank you for calling in and taking time. We really appreciate it, and we're really humbled by this. And so I'll just go over some of the housekeeping things, and I'll answer any questions you might have. So we're going to record, so this isn't live, and you don't have to, worry about that aspect. When you're ready to read your story, and when we're done here, I'll just ask you to say your name and your organization, and then you can just go right into reading your story. After you say your name, I will ask you to give, one or two second pause. Part of the reason for that is that because we're recording, if while you're reading your story you trip over a word or you don't like the way you've done something, we can edit things and we can edit those out, so you don't have to worry about oh my gosh, how did that sound. But we need a second or two of dead air when that happens. So when you'll say your name, give us a couple seconds, and then you can read your story. And if you do make a mistake or don't like something that you've done during your story, just pause for a second, and then you can go back to the beginning of the sentence and start over. I have your script here in front of me, so I can just make a mark of where that's happened, if it happens, where it happens. And then Justine, who is on our staff here, who does all the editing for us, she'll do her magic, and she'll just know where to look for that. Other couple things is if you're in front of a computer, if you want to turn the sound off on your computer so we don't hear those incoming email dings, and the same with cell phone. If you have a cell phone there, you want to. Unless you're using your cell phone, you could turn the sound off on that so we don't hear those incoming email dings and text message notifications and stuff. And I always, when I say that to people, I'm always now double checking mine to make sure I'm following my own rules. And that's it. That's really it. So, do you have any quick questions?
No, I don't think so. I've got it. I'm on my cell phone.
Okay.
Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, it does. It sounds pretty good. Sometimes we get cell phones that have really either bad reception or they just have bad audio, depending on it.
Right.
But this sounds pretty. It sounds pretty decent.
Okay.
If if the audio gets really bad at any point in the middle, I might break in and just let you know so that we don't go through the whole thing and then have to redo it, and we can maybe. But if you're going to be on a cell phone, the best thing to do is to make sure you don't move around, because sometimes that affects reception as well as sometimes the cell phone microphones can be really sensitive, and they can pick up, even just the sound of the air moving, and it can create distortion to the voice. So,
okay.
Is that okay? All right.
Yes.
Well, with that, I will just give me a second. I'm going to mute my phone so I actually don't make any noise and mess you up, and you can just read, okay?
And I'll start with my name and the organization.
Yes. All right. I'm going to mute now, so you can start anytime.
My name is Serena Martin, founder and executive director of Mahogany Cares Foundation, Inc. Mahogany Cares Foundation, Inc. was birthed from my story. This organization has given me a new life, being able to advocate, love, and honor fellow survivors. My story of domestic abuse and violence was years ago. I survived physical, mental, verbal, and financial abuse. My actual healing began by first having the courage to tell family and friends, but it was about 2 years after I left my ex-abuser. Secondly, I shared my story with other survivors, finally not feeling so alone. I attended an event which we shared testimony and then wrote a letter to our ex-abuser telling him what he had done to me, how it made me feel, and then why I am now choosing to forgive. We didn't actually give the letter to our abuser. We burned the letters in a letting go ceremony. Lastly, I chose to become educated on domestic violence by completing my cohort and receiving my certificate in domestic violence and sexual assault advocacy. I remember a security guard asking me what happened to my face, and I quickly thought of a lie, but I knew he didn't believe me. I remembered feeling like it didn't matter anyway and thought that there was no one who cared or would give help to me. I felt so embarrassed, alone, and thought, why I can't be one of those strong black women who would never allow someone to treat them this way. From victim to survivor and now advocate gives me a voice and often a platform to speak on behalf of other victims and survivors. We, Mahogany Cares Foundation, Inc., have written a proclamation in the city of Milwaukee to proclaim October 21st as DVSRD, Domestic Violence Survivor Recognition Day. So far, both the mayor and the governor recognize this day annually. This year, we contacted Gwen Moore, our congresswoman, for her support for this very important day. We plan to make this a nationally recognized holiday to celebrate life. Domestic Violence Survivor Recognition Day is designed to increase public awareness, to show support to all current victims, to let them know we are fighting daily for their safety and welfare, to honor domestic violence survivors, and to respectfully take a moment of silence in remembrance of all those we have lost. Domestic Violence Survivor Recognition Day offers a rare opportunity to focus attention on success stories of those who are now happy, healthy, and successful, and leaders and entrepreneurs of our community. I now actively speak out against domestic violence, advocating for making changes to legislation and offering safe alternatives to numerous victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. Our testimonies and commitment to save lives is the direct link between the community and the justice system. Mahogany Cares' mission is to educate the community on the many causes affecting women's wellness, mind, body, spirit, and family. Our motto, which is very special to me, and I give much love and respect to Dr. Maya Angelou, we delight in the beauty of the butterfly, but rarely admit the changes it has gone through to achieve this beauty. This quote is very profound to the experiences a survivor has been through. The scars are often internal and oftentimes unknown or ignored. The bruises heal first, while the lasting effects of becoming controlled and being left broken, but thank God we don't look like what we've been through. We have a beauty of strength, courage, and passion to assist others. It is time to celebrate life. Survivor, a person who survives, especially a person remaining alive after an event which others have died.
That was great. Good job. Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow, you were fine. You did well. You did very well. That was great. I don't see any reason to do it or have to do anything. It sounded
take
fine.
Take two, take three. No.
I don't think we need to do that. And that was perfect. So this is going to be part of our fourth and last episode that we are going to run in October. It will release on Thursday, October 25th in the morning. Usually it's around 9 a.m. when we release it. We're going to you are going to be part of an episode along with two other women who are telling stories. So it'll be three storytellers in that episode. And we will take your recording and others. Our host, Yvonne, does an intro and outro and sort of intros in between people as well. And then Justine, super talented Justine, takes and puts it all together into a big show for us. When that is all done, I will send you a link to the story so you can hear it ahead of time. And I will also send you some of the social image promotional cards that we're creating to help promote the episode. We have your photo and quotes and stuff like that. We're making some promo material out of it. So you can have all that, and then you can share them through your own networks and stuff like that as well. The only thing we'll ask, and I'll have this in the email, is that you don't share the actual materials until the day of the release of the recording. And then your organization has a Facebook page, right? I thought I saw that.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have Instagram or do you do Instagram or Twitter as well?
Yes.
Okay. Would you be willing? Can you just shoot me a quick email with the handles for all of those, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and then we can make sure that we tag you or tag your organization on all of those when we are promoting the episode, and then that way we can help to share and expand each other's audiences.
Sure.
That'd be great. And if you have if you have personal accounts with that and you want to include that in your personal accounts, you can be welcome to share to include those handles as well. But you don't have to. That's up to you. You can make that decision. That's fine. So, okay. And then with that, I think it's great. We're done. We only have a few minutes left, so we fit in the time. So that was awesome. And I really thank you. I really do. On behalf of the staff here and the team here, we thank you for submitting your story. We thank you for, you know, the bravery it takes to write these things down and to share it with the world. And we're really appreciative of you being part of this project.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having this project and giving a voice to, you know, survivors and advocates. So thank
Great.
You.
Okay. Well, have a wonderful weekend, okay? And
thank you so much.
Thanks again. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.